This week, President Trump threw a tough pitch at Major League Baseball, a brushback, his administration declaring that the deal the league reached last December with the Cuban Baseball Federation was illegal. That deal would have allowed Cuban baseball players to play ball in the U.S. without having to defect. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, we spoke in December. Remind us why this was such a big deal.
Well, the Major League Baseball has long had Cuban players in its ranks, but ever since Castro took over as dictator and prevented people from freely emigrating from that island, baseball players have had to get here by the same means that other Cubans have had to get here, which is to say they've often used human traffickers and the families of stars who we know have sometimes been left behind. And guys who've been on all-star teams and might even be in the Hall of Fame have had to go through these harrowing experiences to pay the traffickers. And so finally, Major League Baseball stepped in and tried to do something to remedy this. But there were complications because, and we could get into this, Cuba is not like South Korea, not like Japan, and the same deals you strike with the Cuban Baseball Federation is not going to be like the deals you strike with a Nippon professional baseball team.
And the Cuban Federation was going to get a fee from Major League Baseball, and that's what you're speaking of. They have agreements with, you know, Japan, for instance.
Yeah.
But it was seen, you know, as a win-win for both sides. The players wouldn't have to risk their lives, give up their citizenship. The Cuban Federation would get a little something, so they would allow them to come. And baseball here in the U.S. would obviously get something. So why does the Trump administration say this is illegal? And how much does this have to do with the politics of people, many in the U.S., who don't want to have what are becoming increasingly better relations with Cuba?
It has a lot to do with those politics, and it might not even be the kind of action that the Trump administration took that is an outlier among the Republican Party or people who are against the Castro regime. Let's put it this way. As so often happens during a discussion of baseball, I will quote from the Yale Journal of International Law.
Yes, often this happens. Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, yes. This and they say that... They say that it is unlikely that this Trump administration's ruling will be overturned. And the reason for that is that the president's constitutional and statutory authority includes the power to impose virtually any type of economic sanction. So the Trump administration says giving money to the Cuban Baseball Federation is essentially giving money to Cuba. That is an economic sanction. We want to continue on this economic sanction. It also has the benefit, in the eyes of the Trump administration, to undo an Obama-era policy, which is something that they always want to do. And it's being applauded by a lot of South Florida legislators and a lot of people who love baseball and love the Cubans playing baseball, but don't want to give a dollar to the Cuban government.
Look, the timing is interesting. Of course, the season just started, and according to the Washington Post, the Cuban Baseball Federation, as if to underscore what people thought was going to happen, just released a list of more than 30 players who are eligible to play in the U.S. I'm not sure what kind of signal they're trying to send. But, I mean, does this mean we're going to start seeing people taking those risks again? I mean, if you knew you were this close to a deal, you know, with Major League Baseball and you're living in, you know, probably not very good economic means in Cuba, what are you going to do? Are we going to see players defecting again?
I would think so, because the deals that you could get in Major League Baseball are so far beyond the wildest imagination of the average American, to say nothing of the average Cuban. And let's also say that Cuba is far from an innocent in this. When we talked about Japan or South Korea, you know, you're allowed to leave those countries if you want to leave, right? So Cuba could let its players leave without taking a cut of the money. The fact that the government has, look, I mean, it's a communist system, so the government's going to have major controls over lots of business is there, but the fact that the government has a hand in making money on the back of their athletes and is preventing them from leaving, that's as big a problem as the Trump administration stepping in and saying, no, this cannot be allowed to happen. It's actually not that surprising. It fits in with a lot of Trump administration policies. The only chance I thought that it might have a passing is that Trump and his administration sometimes has a soft spot for sports, and he gives, you know, posthumous pardons to boxers and so forth, and he claims to be a big fan of sports. I know he loves golf. So you thought that, and the celebrity aspect. You thought maybe that alone would sort of allow the Trump administration to contradict a lot of its other policy in terms of Cuba, in terms of things that Barack Obama and his administration did, and in terms of immigration. But no, they're being consistent with the Cuban baseball policy as they have with all the other policies.
And just briefly, does this affect at all the players from Cuba who are already in Major League Baseball?
No, it doesn't. They've all made a break from Cuba, but I think most of them were applauding this policy so that their countrymen and perhaps future teammates and future professional players wouldn't have to go through the absolute hardships that they had to go through, the horrors in some cases.
Yeah. Mike Pesca here now is a sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you so much.
You're welcome.